In my position as a coach for teen and tween girls, we talk about friendship a lot. Girls come to me with questions about friendship, with problems with friendships, with questions about the future of friendships and all sorts of things. Today, what I want to talk about is when one person has a friend that they've had for a significant amount of time, and it feels as though the other person no longer wants to be their friend or doesn't want to at least be as close as they used to be. This is a struggle that may be universal to all girls. It's been the story that I've heard from many young girls. It's something that I have experienced in different stages of my life, both as a young girl, then as a college girl, then as an adult. So these are things that happen. And I want every young girl listening to know is that you are normal and this is normal and it's not you. The first thing that I tell my clients when they come to me, upset, honestly, extremely upset that someone who has been a significant part of their life is no longer a significant part of their life, I remind them and I let them know that friendships have a cycle. And there is the birth of a friendship, there's the duration of a friendship, and then there's kind of a cooling off time. And I wouldn't say that that's necessarily a death of a friendship, because I have often seen those friendships come back around full circle. When you are a teen or tween girl, there's no way you can have this frame of reference because your life has been too short. But the reality is that many times, as we are growing up, as we are learning about ourselves, learning about the world, exploring who we want to be, there are going to be changes in who we hang out with and why, depending on what activities we're involved in, depending on what we find exciting, depending on how our minds and our interests are developing. There will be times where someone that you have been close to for a significant amount of time become someone you are no longer as close to. I encourage girls to treasure the time that they have had with that person and not let the current state of the friendship cloud the beautiful history that they've had together. Because often I have seen those friendships come back around. A new person comes into the picture and things shift, whether it's a boyfriend or another friend or some other romantic partner. Those things will sometimes impact friendships in a way that are very difficult for one or both of the people in the relationship. But often, eventually, they get back to where they were. And so I encourage them to take it very slowly with how they respond and how they react to any issues that are happening with the friendship, because when we are mindful about how we address these things, a lot of times time itself will heal and will bring the friendship back to where it needs to be. That is just a huge part of understanding friendships and figuring out how to deal with friendship woes. Two other things that I think are super important for girls at this age when they're thinking about friendship issues. And the first one is, you absolutely have to know your own worth. You bring so much to every relationship. You bring wonderful gifts, listening, sharing, enjoying time together. There are so many things that you bring to a friendship and to a relationship. And if at any point there's someone in your life that doesn't want that or can't see that, while that is very difficult, if you yourself know your own self-worth, it makes it a lot easier to continue to be yourself and recognize that someone will see what you have to offer and will want to share in the joy that is a relationship with you, a friendship with you. So knowing your worth is huge. The second thing that I want to make sure every girl has, besides self-worth, is their cheerleaders. Because a lot of times self-worth is very hard to come by when we're down in the dumps, when we're feeling rejected, when we're feeling like friends are abandoning us. Who are your cheerleaders? Most of the time, a lot of the time, your cheerleaders are not your age, because everybody has their own stuff going on, right? A lot of the time, these cheerleaders are your parents, your aunts, and your coaches, and your youth group leaders, and your mentors. These are people that see your worth and get to reflect it back to you in those difficult times. Make sure, if you're a parent watching this, make sure you are helping your daughter build her community of cheerleaders. Build those people who she knows she can lean on when times get difficult, especially with friendships, where we start to question, are we a good friend? Why would people want to be my friend? Why don't people want to be my friend? What's going on? Make sure she has people in her life that can speak truth, that can speak life, that can show her how amazing she is and how worthy she is, because those times are going to come. And so we need those people in our life to reflect that back to us. Never forget, relationships and friendships are cyclical. They go through cycles. It's okay and it's normal. Know your self-worth. Write it down. Read it back to yourself. Say your affirmations. And then surround yourself with other people who know your self-worth and can reflect it back to you when you're having difficulty doing it yourself. That's all I got for you today. I hope it helps you deal with some disappointing relationship issues that are bound to come around at some point. Girls, please know that regardless of what is happening with your friendships right now, you are awesome. You are amazing. I hope you have a ton of cheerleaders in your life that tell you that and that you believe. But if you don't, hear it from me. I guarantee you, you are going to do amazing things. And anyone that is lucky enough to spend time with you and to be near you and to get to enjoy your amazing presence is so stinking lucky. Have a great day. Go choose your thoughts, create an amazing life so that you can change the world.